Well, good morning, everybody. May 12th, 2022. This is the meeting set for the Council of Ethics and Standards and Trainings Board. I hope everybody had a good month this last month. And let's actually, we'll do roll call, and then I just have a few things to do with the agenda. So, Tracy, could you do roll call for us,
Absolutely.
Please?
Absolutely. Good morning. This is Tracy Unmuck. I'm the administrator. I'm here in person. We also have Chairman Dennis Dowling here in person. Other board members attending via teleconference, Matt Giordano, Christine Shipley, Mike Hogard, Scott Blake, Melissa Buckley, and Valerie Beckett. And guests attending this meeting today in person are Constable Mike Branham. On the teleconference, we have Ms. Ruiz, Constable Stevenson, Mr. Mark Napier, Constable Clark, Scott Davis, Constable Sue Smith, and Patrice Goodman. Did I miss anyone? That's everybody.
Hey, well, that's a full house and a full board, and we do appreciate that. As far as the agenda is concerned, there was a item H on the agenda, and that was a presentation and possible action on rules and procedures. We went over that last time, but we did leave. The one thing that was left out in the open was any budgetary issues with that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that one off of the agenda, and anything we have to discuss regarding the budget on that matter from the last meeting, we can do with item F. Hey, does anybody have any announcements they'd like to make? Hearing none, we'll move on to item C, and that's possible action to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Mr. Chairman, this is Valerie Beckett. I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from.
Thank you, Ms. Beckett. We have a first from Ms. Beckett to approve the minutes from the last meeting. Do we have a second?
Melissa Buckley, second.
Thank you, Ms. Buckley. All those in favor of approving the minutes, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 And I think I heard everybody, but is there anybody who does not agree with that? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Okay, item D, Ms. Unmott, presentation of the financial report.
Okay, a pretty brief report this month. As usual, I have included the cash flow. This report is through March. There's partial activity for April because they created this report in April. So the cash flow does include a little bit of income, what was recorded at the beginning of April. The projections are shown in blue based on budget, pending grant payments. The income I bumped up May to make up the difference of what they've already posted in April. I can't go in and change figures in that, you know, they've already posted. So I added that remaining budgeted projected revenue to May for April. And those figures are shown there. The pending grant payments include Maricopa County TASER grant, which has been received and should be paid out this month. If approved today, the ACA summer training event grant for 125 is included in the projections. We have the Pima County ammo and firearms grant that's still out there pending. It should be paid out by June. And then the Coconino County CLEAR program, which the grant contract deadline or completion date on that is December. But I put it in June to just show for cash balance purposes. That would be a projected ending cash, $623,296. The next two pages of the reports, the monthly revenue and expenditure reports, are the same as usual. There's nothing noteworthy to report there. March detailed expenditures is the next page in the report, which just show the regular admin expenses. There's an ACA grant payment that was the final payment for their training grant for the January training event. And then there is also a payment for the Central Services Bureau fees we pay for third and fourth quarter. And then the last two pages are the grant summaries, and not a lot of change since last month. It just shows the grants that are still open. That's all I have, unless anyone has any questions for me.
Thank you, Ms. Unmuck. Does anybody have any questions regarding the financial report? And just for the note, if anybody is on the line and you are not speaking and you're not a member of the board, please mute or not make any noise. Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item E, and this is the call. Thank you, Ms. Unmuck. All those in favor of accepting the financial report, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
And I didn't hear everybody there, so that is a unanimous vote. Item E, this is called the public, and this is the time for the public to make any oral comments to the board in person. Note that written statements submitted to the board will not be read during the call to the public and will not be accepted as part of the meeting record. Also, members of the board may not discuss items that are not already listed on the written agenda. Therefore, unless a comment relates only to an item listed on the written agenda for that meeting, pursuant to statute, the board's ability to act on that public comment will be limited to directing staff to study the matter, respond to any criticism, or schedule the matter for further consideration and decision at a later date. Finally, please note that the total time allowed for public comments will be limited to 2 minutes, so the public meeting can be conducted as scheduled. Is there anyone in the public that would like to make comments today? All right, one more call as we do have a little bit of a delay with the technology aspect of our meetings. Does anybody in the public like to make a comment today? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to item F, and that is presentation and discussion of the fiscal year 23 draft budget. Ms. Unmuck.
All right, not much changed from our discussion on this draft budget other than the projected beginning cash balance and projected revenues. One thing that I guess I forgot to mention in the financial report is that our monthly average revenue through March is almost 31,000, which is over 6,000 more per month than our approved budget last year, which is a good thing. So I did adjust the revenue figures in this draft budget to reflect a higher average revenue based on our history this year so far in fiscal year 22. Otherwise, it's open for discussion for any potential changes you would like to make. We do need to approve a final at the next meeting.
Thank you, Ms. Unmuck. And I'll just note that the only thing that I know that we had outstanding was assigning a number to the investigator that we talked about last meeting. I don't know if anybody has any ideas on what that number should be. All right, once again, whoever's on the phone, if you could please mute your phone in some way that we don't hear your breathing, we would appreciate that. As far as the budget, I couldn't think of a number really to assign, and we always wanna be a little bit more generous when we're budgeting. I was thinking if we assigned a number of $10,000 to the investigator, I don't think we're gonna be anywhere near that, but for budgeting purposes, I know we could very well clear that. Does anybody have any ideas on that?
That, just to clarify, that's annual.
Annual, yes.
10,000. Okay.
If I might, this is Christine Shipley. I also had, I really didn't have a starting point for that number either, but $10,000 came to mind as a good number for budget use. So I would support that. Thank you.
No, because that'll come.
Anybody else have any ideas regarding the budget?
Chairman Dowling, this is Constable Blake.
Yes, Constable Blake.
I would agree that $10,000 is probably a good number to throw out there.
Thank you, Constable Blake.
I can ask a question here. So I just want to clarify that currently we show $3,600 for private investigations. We won't need to have private investigations versus this investigative process together, right? It's just one figure for investigations.
I would believe it's one figure. Does anybody else have ideas on that?
Okay. Just want to make sure that was under the.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add to give Ms. Elmock some direction as she prepares our draft to be approved next time? Okay. Hearing none, let's move on to item G, and that's presentation, discussion, and possible action on training grant application. Was there a number assigned to that training grant? I didn't see it on the agenda.
It would be CNA 22701 when we approve it.
Okay. Okay, so it's CNA 22701. Is that, I hope everybody had a chance to read that and submit their scores to Ms. Unmocked.
I did not receive scores from everyone. Let's see. Valerie, do you have scores you'd like to tell me over the phone?
Yes, I'm supportive, and I would give 8 straight across the board. Thank you.
How about Constable Blake? Are you abstaining?
I am.
Okay. Melissa Buckley.
9s across the board, but I do have a couple questions.
Thank you. I'll take note of that, Ms. Buckley.
Dennis, are you providing scores or are you abstaining?
Oh, I thought I did earlier. No, I tend to across the board.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Matt, I got yours. I got Michael Constable Bogart's. Christine Shipley.
Yes, my scores are 10, 10, 10, and 0.
Thank you. All right, so just for recording purposes, the average score is 37.66. Thank you.
Do we have any discussion on the grant application? I'll go first to you, Ms. Buckley. You did indicate earlier that you had something you'd like to say.
Yes, just in this day and age, when I've gone to conferences, I've never received paper copies of all the presentations. I see here that they're requesting $400 for copies of presentations. On top of the amount that they're paying these people to come and teach the seminar, I just wondered if Mr. Blake could comment on that.
Councilman Blake.
Sometimes attendees request the PowerPoint from the person who is presenting, and we either have them bring copies or we make copies for them and have that done. Generally speaking, we don't use that. It only usually happens during new constable training. But I leave it in there just in case.
Okay, thank you. So is this money isn't given up front, then we reimburse for this?
Yeah, we either reimburse for it or we, if the PowerPoint is huge, we have to take it somewhere and have it printed, like at a quick print shop or, you know, like Staples or something like that, and have it printed if it's requested by the attendees.
Okay, one recommendation for you is just that you would send out an email with all the presentations or... something different that if the person attending the training wants to print out those copies for themselves or save them to their computer or whatever, then they have that information so that you are not, or your association is not accruing that cost. Just something to think about.
Sure. Thank you.
And we're going to let another caller, and then I have a question for you on that too, Scott.
Good morning. I have a new caller to the Constable Ethics Standard Training Board meeting. Could you please identify yourself?
I'm sorry. This is Valerie Beckett. My call dropped.
Thanks, Valerie. Got it.
And Constable, like I was just going to ask, as far as us approving some funds and giving those to you, we actually we only actually pay for the actual cost. So none of this is kept by the association, even if you're able to save money in the long run.
Right. These are just estimated, as it says in the grant on the bottom line, an estimated cost.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions? Okay. In that case, we'll go ahead and put the put this grant to vote. All those in favor of approving the grant for the annual training, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Okay, and then we did have a few that did talk over, and that's part of technology. Is there anybody that is against approving this grant? Okay, the grant is approved.
Just want to clarify for the minutes. Constable Blake, did you abstain from this vote?
Yes.
I didn't hear you vote. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Unmar.
I did want to make one comment. I did note that this was received late. Although I approve the grant, I would just caution Mr. Blake on sending this in on time next time. I know that we have in the past, we have denied applications because of late submission.
And I would concur with what Ms. Buckley has stated, Constable Blake, for future reference.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt. Could I make a couple comments if you don't mind?
No, please go ahead.
Just kind of to the same point of Ms. Buckley, this is a $125,000 grant. And when you look at the application, I just see several errors that I think that should be addressed. I mean, when you look at where it talks about all instructors are teaching at no cost, then it goes on to explain that there are multiple instructors requiring fees. There's other issues. I can't tell if it's a maximum of 80 attendees or 90 attendees. It's different in multiple places. Just little administrative things that I think could be cleaned up for a grant of this magnitude in the future.
Thank you, Mr. Giordano. Anybody else? Okay, hearing none, let's move on to item I, and that's a constable complaints, any discussion and action on those. The first one we have is CNA 2892022. And we do have Constable Branham present with us today. So we need to decide if we're gonna take any action on that matter. I'll put that out to the board.
Right. Mr. Chairman, Constable Hogard.
Yes, Constable Hogard, please.
I've read through this complaint several times, and I've read Constable Branham's response to it. And reading through it, it almost seems to me like Constable Branham was trying to fix things. I personally don't see anything wrong here.
And Constable Hogard, would I take that as a motion to dismiss?
That's correct. I would make a motion to dismiss.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a second?
Melissa Buckley, second.
And we have a second from Ms. Buckley. Is there any further discussion on this matter?
This is Christine Shipley. I would just like to state that I also have read this in its entirety and find that Lathan is, you know, it was noted in the materials, I think at least twice, that her actions continue to be contrary to proper workplace environment. And I would agree with those comments, and I do support the action to dismiss.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to put this out to a vote. All those in favor of dismissing the complaint, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Is there anybody voting in the negative? All right, and this complaint will be dismissed. It has been voted on unanimously in that favor. Now let's move on to new complaints. And I should make a quick comment to as far as the investigator goes, any new complaints that come in, we should have that in place for any complaints that do pass the initial screening. That should be in place moving forward. I still have a little bit of work to do on that, but we are very close to that. So we have the first one is the complaint is Mr. Andre Simmons and the constable is Mr. Nathan Wallace. Hope everybody's had a chance to review the materials that were put out on that. And we're looking to see if there's anybody that would like to move this complaint forward. All right, one more call for anybody that would like to move this forward. Okay, hearing none, this matter is dismissed. Let's move on to the second, and that is Pima County versus Deborah Martinez. Once again, hopefully everybody had a chance, put aside a lot of time to read that entire complaint that was submitted to us. And I'm looking to see if anybody has the inclination to move that complaint forward.
Mr. Chairman, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I would say we move forward with it. There's a lot of information here. A lot of the investigation has already kind of been completed, it looks like, on it. But I would suggest we move forward with it. This is some pretty severe accusations that have been made.
Thank you, Constable Hogard. Anybody else like to move this forward?
This is Christine. I would second that motion to move this complaint forward.
And we do have, it only takes one person to move a complaint forward, but I think it is good that we do go ahead and do a roll call on this one. Ms. Shipley, Ms. Unwacht, if you could please.
Okay. Matt Giordano?
Yes, move forward, please.
Okay. Christine?
Yes, please.
Constable Blake?
Yes.
Constable Hogard?
Yes.
Valerie Beckett?
Yes.
And Melissa Buckley?
Yes.
Okay.
Very well. We'll go ahead and we'll send out what the board decided today. We will inform Constable Martinez of that. And just mostly I'm stating this for the public. She does have 45 days to respond to the complaint. So we won't take this back up again until our July meeting. Thank you, everybody. And now we have C, and that is Pilar Ruiz versus Deborah Martinez. Hopefully everybody's had a chance to read that one as well. And I'm going to put this out to the board if anybody wants to move forward on this matter.
This is Christine Shipley. I believe we should move that matter forward as well, item C.
Thank you. Okay, we do have Ms. Shipley saying to move this forward. Let's go ahead and do a roll call just so we can have a tally on all those in agreeance with Ms. Shipley on this.
Okay, Matt Giordano.
Aye.
Christine.
Yes.
Constable Blake.
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, Constable Hogard.
Yes.
Valerie Beckett.
Yes.
And Melissa Buckley.
Yes.
And once again, we will go ahead and send out that paperwork and we'll wait for that response to come back from Constable Martinez. And we'll put this on to take it back up at the July meeting. And just for another note, we will have that assign that to the investigator also to give us a nice report for our consideration at that meeting. Okay. Let's move on to Jay, and that's the administrative update, Ms. Unwacht.
All right. right. I don't have very much to report today. There it is. We're closing in on the end of the fiscal year, so there's some coordination with CSB on some closing tasks that we need to take care of, deadlines and so forth. I'll also begin compiling information for the Office of Budgeting and Planning. We have to have budget and planning submissions into the office by September. We usually receive the software download sometime in June or July. So as soon as I get those, I can begin working on that. And then I'm just following up with the outstanding grants to make sure that we're on track with those as far as with the ones coming up June 30th. With their expirations, that we can make sure those expenses occur before June 30th so that we can follow through with the funding on those. Unless anyone has any questions, that's all I had today.
Okay, do we have any questions for Ms. Unmocked? Okay, hearing none, let's move on to K, and that is future agenda and action items. Does anybody have anything that they would like to be placed on next month's agenda? Okay, hearing none, and I'll just make a note too that I do plan on having something on the agenda, and that's regarding, I don't have that law in front of me, Ms. Unmocked.
Let me pull that up real quick.
And you sent me so many emails this month that I can't find it. It's the law regarding people that are members of a public board to have certain training. And I just want to see how that affects us. As I've read it, how it is, I don't think it affects anybody that's currently on the board. But I want to talk to Councillor Norris and just make sure that we are in compliance with that. So I'll probably address that at some point.
HB 2462.
So it was HB 2462 that changed something, and I think it was Title 38.
Regarding the requirement for board members to go through a specific training.
Yes, yeah, so I'll put that on the agenda. Just touch on that. I don't, like I said, my first reading, I don't think it affects us, but I want to check with Councillor Norris just to make sure that we are in compliance moving forward. Does anybody have anything else they would like to have added to the agenda? If anybody changes their mind, please feel free to send me an email, and we'll go ahead and address it through that way. Do I have moving on to L, do we have a motion to adjourn?
This is Christina. Make a motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Constable Hogard, I'll second.
Okay. And all those in favor, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Very well. And I did hear everybody individually that time. So motion is granted. Good. Hey, thank you everybody for the great participation today. And we will all talk to each other again next month.
Thank you.
Thank you. 9:30.